Welcome, good Sunday morning to you. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty and my co-host Keely Reger, and we are excited to be with you all this Sunday. However, we are more excited to bring with you Dr. Chicoine, Christine, and Diane Maxwell. And some of you, if you've been to Rhinestones and Rodeo, would have met Diane and Christine a few years ago when Christine was one of our presenters at the big shindig. And anyway, if you know the story, you know that there probably wouldn't be a Downcountry without Diane and Christine Maxwell, because they are the very first people I met many years ago when my husband and I ventured to our very first NDSC convention. So on behalf of all of our families, thank you very much. And Dr. Chicoine, you've worked with the Maxwells for years. How about you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I'm Brian Chicoine. I'm the medical director of the Advocate Medical Group Adult Down Syndrome Center in Park Ridge, Illinois, which is a Chicago suburb. We are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. So we've been serving patients for 25 plus years and have seen over 6,000 adolescents and adults with Down syndrome over time.
Wow. And you take is it age 12 and older adult with Down syndrome? Is that the age? I want to make sure I get the age right for our families here in the tri-states.
That's correct. We start at age 12.
Yes, I thought that, because I think a lot of people don't realize that we, right here in the state of Illinois, we have this amazing clinic that you can go to, and you guys are really one of a kind in what you do.
Yeah, there's a handful of clinics, but we are certainly the oldest and have served the greatest volume and have the greatest breadth of services that we provide.
Yeah, it's really exciting and it's wonderful. So when we talk about the clinic, what are some of the different reasons people might go and visit you, or perhaps even have their providers call you? What would be some of the things that you would see, or some of the things that are mistakenly associated with Down syndrome, and some that aren't associated with Down syndrome?
Sure. So we kind of look at it. We serve sort of three groups of patients, if you will, in a sense. Folks that we serve as their primary care physician, and we do all their care, and then there'd be a group that would come to us annually for an evaluation. Those are folks that usually come a little further, and then it will be the third group is folks that come to us probably for the annual evaluation, but also might visit us more regularly for specific health issues, whether that there are some conditions that are more common in people with Down syndrome and some that are less. Some of the more common things would be things like celiac disease, hypothyroidism, Alzheimer's disease in our older patients. But then there are also things that are less common as well, things like atherosclerotic disease, heart attacks, and strokes. Many forms of cancer in the older population are significantly less common in people with Down syndrome as well.
Yeah, I know. It's really fascinating what that extra chromosome, how it rocks the health issues. But one of the things you mentioned was celiac, and I think that's so important to touch on, don't you, Keely?
I do, because it not only affects individuals with Down syndrome, but it affects a lot of other people, typical, who don't rock that extra chromosome. And actually, that's a conversation in my household right now, because we're seeing some things. So could you touch a little bit on what some symptoms might be and how to get that treated the best way?
Sure. Celiac disease is a sensitivity to gluten, which is a protein that's in wheat, barley, and rye. And it is significantly more common in the people with Down syndrome than it is in people that don't have Down syndrome. So it's three plus times more common in our patients than it would be in other people. The classic symptoms are diarrhea and weight loss, but the list of symptoms is actually very long, and there's lots of things that can be associated with celiac disease, from a change in mood to a change in behavior to general discomfort to fatigue to abdominal pain to the diarrhea, the weight loss, and many others. And general malaise is, I think, a big one where a lot of people just don't feel well and they don't realize they feel poorly until the disease is treated, and then they realize, wow, this is what health is supposed to be like. That wasn't health.
Is there an average age for onset, or can it hit at any time?
It really can hit at any time. So we see very young people with it, but also even see people as they get significantly older developing celiac disease as well.
Well, and one of the mistakes people make when they're looking at this, though, because I hear a lot of people who say, oh, well, I went and got tested. I didn't test positive for it. And they said, and I tried that gluten-free thing. And I'm like, did you try that right before you took the test? And they're like, well, yeah. You want to kind of expand on that? Because I literally have had that question at least 3 times in the last 3 months. If you could clarify there.
Sure, that's a great question. So people that have celiac disease have a genetic predisposition, so there are some genetic tests you can do. But even if those are positive, it doesn't necessarily mean you have celiac disease. There are some additional tests, both blood work as well as an endoscopy, that will demonstrate that you do or do not have celiac disease. And if you are on the gluten-free diet before you do the testing, the testing has a much greater chance of being normal than it would be if you're not on the diet. So you really don't want to be on the diet for at least 6 to 12 months before being tested for celiac disease the first time to check to see if you have celiac disease. Once you have been diagnosed with celiac disease, then obviously you want to be on the diet as additional testing is done, because you want to stay healthy with a gluten-free diet. But it really is, it is a very significant health condition. There are a lot of implications to having celiac disease, untreated celiac disease. And so we really want to take this seriously. And it's more than just a passing fad or the latest diet. This is really a disease entity that needs appropriate treatment. And as of 2017, the treatment that we have is the right diet to take.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and it can masquerade as so many other things, that I'm very passionate about this, because I did watch what Christine went through, and I personally have seen how much better she feels now that she follows a gluten-free diet, and I think it really is a blessing. And sometimes, unfortunately, I see people wait until they actually have that diagnosis, but I think the reality is, if you feel better on a gluten-free diet,
stay on it.
Stay right on the gluten-free diet. You don't even need to wait for that full-on, diagnosis. Is there any, do you?
Well, there's certainly, in addition to celiac disease, there are some people that seem to be gluten sensitive, mm-hmm. which is a little different. They don't have the full-blown celiac disease, but they do have gluten sensitivity. So, realistically, in my sense, my discussion with patients, I don't have a test that can prove that one way or the other, but if you feel better, you feel better. And, I would run with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think for all of our listeners out there, I think one of the things, if you have some of these questions, or if you think your provider might have some questions about this, I mean, you're open for providers to give you a phone call, aren't you? Or they can reach out to your clinic for the latest information, because there are health guidelines, correct?
Correct. There are health guidelines. And certainly I would, and we're in the process to, I'm a member of the Down Syndrome Medical Interest Group, and we're in the process of updating those guidelines. But also, you can look at our webpage, and our Facebook page has a lot of regular information on a variety of topics, including celiac disease. So there are many ways to get that information.
Could you give us your webpage real quick, Dr. Chacoin? That would be awesome.
The easiest thing is to Google Adult Down Syndrome Center. Mm-hmm. Because the webpage has got a very lengthy name. but if you Google Adult Down Syndrome Center, Adult Down Syndrome Center usually shows up first.
Okay. And I I'll include that with the other, because you also have some videos you've made as well, correct?
Yeah, I'm both for families, but our primary focus at the moment is get videos for our patients or people with Down syndrome. I am a huge proponent that we tend to be healthier if we can participate in our own healthcare and our own health promotion. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for ways to encourage our patients to participate in their own health. And we know that our people with Down syndrome learn better visually than they do hearing things. So, and we know that many of our patients can memorize videos very well. And so we are using a series of videos on healthy eating, other healthy habits. In fact, just this morning, we were shooting a video on making a quarter of your plate be grains. And recently shot a video on a half of your plate being fruits and vegetables. So we're really trying to help our patients develop the healthier habits. And the other fun part of the videos is that all the actors and actresses have Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think that's fantastic. It's empowering and educational, and it's
it's all about that independent lifestyle and taking care of yourself. There's a, I love it. So, okay, we've come to the break, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We will be right back.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com for Down Country's Rhinestones and Rodeo Art Auction and Dance, January 13th, 2018 at the Ambiance in Quincy, Illinois. Show you love. Doors open at 5:30. Marilyn Tolbert, president of the NDSC, Nolan Smith, teen extraordinaire and self-advocate speaker with Sean Smith, PhD, a.k.a. DAD, a live auction, silent auction, Nace Brothers Band, and more. Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Welcome back. Happy Sunday morning to you. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Reger, and we have Dr. Chicoine from the Adult Down Syndrome Clinic with us, as well as Diane and Christine Maxwell. And Dr. Chicoine just did an amazing job talking about Keely's favorite thing, which is empowering...
empowering adults for independent living.
Yes, fantastic. And so with that said, we're going to lead right in with our girl, Christine Maxwell, one of my most favorite adults on the planet, and Keely's as well. And she's going to talk about health and wellness and her work with Dr. Chicoine. Christine, are you ready?
Yes.
All righty. So how old are you?
I am 40 years old.
And you happen to rock what? Do you have Down syndrome or an extra chromosome?
I am 40 years old, and an adult that just happens to have Down syndrome.
Awesome. And how long has Dr. Chicoine been your doctor?
15 years.
Wow. So you guys have known each other a long time. And now you graduated from where?
From National Lewis University PACE program.
All right. And for 18 years, you've been living independently in where?
Lived in dorm apartments and condos.
In dorms, apartment, and condos? Fantastic.
Yes.
Wow. I think here you have a pretty nice condo there. So anyway, and now where do you work?
I worked at Cinema Theater for 16 years.
16 years?
That's a long time. A lot of people can't say that at all.
No.
I don't know that I've ever had the same job for 16 years.
I know. It's amazing.
That's a long time. That's awesome.
And then you also volunteer. Your volunteer work's very important to you. Where do you volunteer?
I volunteer at Hugs and Mugs at Gigi Playhouse.
At Hugs and Mugs at Gigi's Playhouse. And what do you like to do?
I love to hang out with friends, work out, play guitar. I am an artist and love to go to NDSC convention every year.
I love that you love to go to the National Down Syndrome Congress Convention every year, because that way Keely and I get to see you every year. It's awesome. And Christine, you work with Dr. Chicoine on helping people understand what about health?
I take care of my health issues every day.
Yeah, I know. And what, when you take care of your health issues, what are we talking about there? I mean, I know sleep's important, but what else?
Thyroid, asthma, celiac disease, sleep apnea, cataracts, skin, lawyers, clients, and dental issues.
Fantastic. So you basically everything, anything that all the rest of us would be taking care of and managing on your own, you manage your own health issues with Dr. Chicoine's guidance, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And now, what do you use to stay healthy? I know you use a device that really that helps you to count your steps. What's that device called?
Fitbit.
And you use that all on your own too as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then now you, because of your celiac, you have to stay on a gluten-free diet. Now, how do you manage that as far as what meals? How does that work?
For me, I have an app of Fitbit, and they have plenty of your food there on my phone.
Oh, so you find that technology really helps you be independent and monitor all your health and wellness needs, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Dr. Chicoine, what have you learned from Christine? Because, you know, I know that you have been helping her with, you know, with all of the medical issues in your role as a doctor, but I guarantee Christine's probably taught you a lot, as have all the other adult self-advocates you work with.
The show is not long enough for me to tell you everything, but let me tell you the one story that I tell about Christine. So Christine, several years ago, was describing that she mentioned she has sleep apnea, and her friend in New York has sleep apnea as well, and her friend was not using her CPAP as well as Christine was. And Christine told me that each night they would talk on the phone, and Christine would kind of encourage her and kind of coach her through using her CPAP, and ultimately now they're both using their CPAP very well. And as I listened to that story, you know, it really dawned on me that there is a great untapped resource here in peer pressure is kind of the wrong word, but you know, peer support, if you will. And so that's the reason behind our videos. That's the reason behind some of the social skills groups we're doing in the office, and lots of other things. You know, Christine was sort of the thing that really sort of tapped me on the head and said, you know, let's use our patients with Down syndrome to teach each other healthy habits, and I've been very impressed so far with how that's shaping up.
Yeah, because I know I'm always one that will take advice from someone who's walked that walk more than I am someone else. So, Christine, that's a very powerful tool you have there, and I think it's really cool that you did that to help a friend. So, kudos to you. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will.
Yeah, Dr. Chicoine, could you do me a favor for our listeners and talk about the Down Syndrome Medical Interest Group? Because I don't know that a lot of our parents or our families even are kind of aware that there's this amazing group of doctors that looks out for our children and our individuals, those that are born, unborn, and hitting senior citizenhood. So could you kind of talk a little bit about the Down Syndrome Medical Interest Group, please?
Sure. So it's a group of providers. It's not open to families, but it's a group of professionals who serve people with Down syndrome, from children all the way up to adults. And we meet annually as kind of an adjunct to the National Down Syndrome Congress meeting each year, but in our own separate meeting that meets before the NDSC conference. And it's a group of people that are learning from each other and sharing ideas on what are the best ways to care for people with Down syndrome. As I mentioned before, we're working on updating the healthcare guidelines and a number of other projects we're working on to promote improved healthcare for people with Down syndrome.
And where could people go to find the guidelines? I know you're in the process of updating, but where should people just do a Google search? Should they have their providers contact you? Where would they go to get that information?
So the old guidelines are, you know, The pediatric guidelines are now run by the American Academy of Pediatrics, so people can go to the American Academy of Pediatrics site and get the pediatric guidelines. The adult guidelines were last really updated in 1999, and if you Google that, you can find those.
So you guys are working hard.
I was going to say, it is time, yes.
We're working hard to update those. So hopefully in the next 12 to 24 months, we will have updated version of the guidelines. And those will be published in a journal, and then ultimately will be, once they're published, they will be available free of charge to anybody in a variety of places.
You know, I'm glad you said that about they hadn't been updated since 1999, only because it's one of the pieces of advice that I try and give families and or, you know, therapists or anybody actually working with our population. Because very often you'll see an article and then you go back and you do the date check and you go, oh, wow. And there may be another article that's written many, many years. I mean, our life expectancy of our adults. I mean, it's a really awesome. We have senior citizens now who happen to have Down syndrome. And, you know, I encourage families all the time to please make sure they cross check the information to make sure they're getting good quality information. So
absolutely.
I think that's really important. And hey, you guys, I can't believe it. We're coming to the close. We're going to be right back. This is close of the second segment. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We'll be right back. God bless.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com for Down Country's Rhinestones and Rodeo Art Auction and Dance, January 13th, 2018 at the Ambiance in Quincy, Illinois. Show you love. Doors open at 5:30. Marilyn Tolbert, president of the NDSC, with Nolan Smith, teen extraordinaire and self-advocate speaker, with Sean Smith, PhD, a.k.a. DAD, a live auction, silent auction, Nace Brothers Band, and more. Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kerr, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty, Keely Rager. We have Dr. Chicoine from the Adult Down Syndrome Clinic, Christine and Diane Maxwell on the show today, and we're so blessed to have them. But before we went to, when we were on break, we started talking about some issues that occur with adults that people don't always understand. And if you have an adult out there, you may see this and may not exactly understand, but there's self-talk and imaginary friends that may go along with this. Dr. Chicoine, can you elaborate a little bit?
So this is something we became interested in many years ago because in those days, many of our patients were coming to the clinic on antipsychotic medications. And as we talked about it, it was because they were talking to themselves. And as we began to look at that, we found that that was a very common thing that many, many of our patients did. And we really felt like that was a coping mechanism, a learning strategy, just that it is in children, and that it really was not an abnormality, but it was really something that was actually a benefit. And it really was not something that needed to be treated. Now, that doesn't say that sometimes it does change and the self-talk will change, and that may be a sign of underlying health condition, whether it be physical or mental health. But in and of itself, we don't see self-talk and imaginary friends as a bad thing. And actually, as time goes by, we've learned that even the general population, certainly in athletes, tend to talk to themselves. And there's more and more literature coming out that most of us, or many of us that don't have Down syndrome, also talk to ourselves as a way to kind of strategize and think through the challenges of the day. So really is not a bad thing. It's not an inappropriate thing. Now, from a sort of fitting in with the crowd thing, it might be something that we want to learn from a social skills strategy with regards to where we may or may not want to talk to ourselves. I talk to myself in the car, but I don't talk to myself when I'm standing in line at the grocery store, for example. So yeah,
the places. The places it's appropriate. I was actually laughing a little bit. We have an iLearn recipient who is an amazing teacher, but every morning she gets in the mirror and she says, I am fantastic. I am going to be a great teacher. I am going to do this. I am. And she does this whole I am thing. But that's self-talk. And she's totally typical. She just knows to do it in her bathroom mirror in the morning. And you know to do your self-talk in your car. My kids make fun of me because when I'm really thinking about something, my lips will move, but no words will come out because I self-talk. I mean, mm-hmm. I do all the time.
Absolutely.
So if you see me, Dr. Chicoine, I'm right there with you. I'm self-talking in my vehicle pretty much all the time, embarrassingly enough.
For us, the key is then not to kind of squelch it. The key is to... use that in a positive way and let our patients use that in a positive way which they typically are doing.
And agreed.
Rather make them feel bad about doing it, you know, let's allow them to do what the strategies that help them to function better through their day.
Perfect, perfect. And I hate to have what we call as our squirrel moment, but I'm going to shift gears here a little bit because, Diane, I wanted to kind of talk to you as a parent of maybe the best way to prepare your child for living independently in the community and not maybe putting them in that bubble of protection. What would your best advice be? That's a loaded question, isn't it?
And DSC are the two ways that, as my husband and I think back, of how we helped Christine become independent and how we trained ourselves to let loose is by traveling. At Special Olympics, she'd have to go live in dorms mm-hmm. under supervision and everything since she was 10 mm-hmm. years old. It taught us that she could be safe out in the world. I will let you know that when she was 12, we were still following the bus from Chicago to Bloomington at ISU for state games, just in case they'd lose her. Mm-hmm. It's hard for parents to let go, but you start at a very young age. Supervision. And then also, the first NDSC that I went to, Christine was 6 months old. And so I started educating myself early on proactively. But when she was able to go, I think it started at 16, to the adult program or the teens and adults, mm-hmm. I would give her the room key and show her how to get to the room by herself and things. And that's how she taught herself how to get around. And I felt comfortable that anyone that was at that location could help her. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a safe space. Mm-hmm. And she really learned well.
I love that. I love that you started someplace safe, at least in your mind, that you felt like she would be protected, and it kind of gives you that freedom then to let loose a little bit more each time. So it's baby steps, I think, for any parent. So we all want to protect our children, but preparing them for this big old world we have out here is crucial these days. So I just think your story is amazing. And Christine, I've seen you, I've met you, I've heard you speak, and it is always such a learning experience for me. You teach me so much, and I just really appreciate you doing all that you do.
Well, and I also, you know, I think this is an amazing example of a really fabulous partnership because, you know, Dr. Mm-hmm. Chicoine, these videos that he's able to produce with his fellow medical professionals and so on and so forth, I mean, it's because they partner with families and community to make those things possible. And it's those families in that community that supply those donations that make things possible for all of these amazing adults and help us all. Especially here in the tri-states, where we're lucky enough to be able to go to the clinic if we need to or have our providers call. Guys, I can't believe it. It's the end of the segment, and I'm kind of sad. So we hope you guys will agree to come back on the show. Keely, I know you're already smiling going yes. So
lots to talk about.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Chicoine, thank you. Diane and Christine, thank you. This is the end for today of Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. Have a blessed Sunday. Life goes on. Yeah.